Blog Talk Radio.
Having horrible time right now. My other family is down off that island over there. They can't get across the bridge. They can't do nothing. They don't even have their paychecks yet. They live in Texas. We had snow tornadoes. California, fire tornadoes. You guys, here from Spiritual Hour, we're on the thoughts. Gaia is speaking. How loud must she speak before we listen? You know, that's why disease happens in the wild. Because it has to. It has to call the earth. Really. How many people have died? And now, due to this storm, and the fact that this new administration is so busy trying to put back in place people who are missing from the very sectors that we need that handle things like this and make sure that things happen when people are in bad situations. Also, they're cleaning up huge mess. And we still need relief. So as I wish for this administration to work faster, they can only get through what they can every day, but they are working. And we still have, opposition. You know, I heard yesterday's episode, y'all. When I burp, it's funny. I don't know why. You know, I'm not going to not burp. I'm sorry. If you find me disgusting, good. I'm glad. Because I'm unapologetic. I'm not drunk. I literally just had coffee with the fuck. Oh, yeah, my weed is really good this morning. Really good this morning. So I guess we're going to do something a little different. I would like to see if we can throw out a net and see if maybe somehow others are thinking possibly or hoping for the same thing. And then maybe Gaia will listen. I don't see the hurt in trying, and it's good practice. Universal meditation, I think, is a huge possibility. If other people are thinking the same thing and doing the same thing, I think it could very well help. You know, if you're coming to this show, then you already know. We're in the metaphysical section over here, guys. If y'all believed in Jesus ever, then you definitely believed in ghosts, aliens, and magic. So, yeah. Also insects, but you know, okay. Keep counting, right? So, I'm going to pull out all of my magic today. I'm sitting in the perfect spot for my crystal ball as well. Oh, guess what my kid can do, guys? My kid took it upon herself to get on the my DJing stuff, and she literally made a song, was making a literal song. I mean, it was fantastic. She got bit by the DJ bug a very, very long time ago when she was a baby. So last night she really impressed me with her natural music skills, so I'm going to set her up with her own stuff and just let the creativity fly, because she's got rhythm and she's got good taste in music, too. So I'm pretty proud. I'm actually really proud. I'm a very proud mom. my mom really hates sage. So let's hope. Well, we all know why. Everyone hates sage. She hates it. She says she's allergic to it, but I'm sure it's just the demon stalking. Just kidding. My sage is really strong, though. I'm going to see what we can do. Well, first, we must awaken the pineal glands. Let's see if we can handle this one. Yeah, that's pretty vibrational. I can feel that. Alright. So the object of the game? Global thought. In asking for quiet. I think she's explained enough. It's time to rest. There's another storm coming, you guys. It's not going to stop. The Arctic Circle is moving down because the streams have changed due to climate change. We need to use our antennas. We need to speak to her. Ask for forgiveness. Change, people, change. We need change. She's not going to stop it. The earthquakes and everything else will only get worse. We need to ask. We need to really beg. So the object of the game today, and it will be fine if people call for readings, I'll stop what I'm doing. But there's people without right now. So, I think it might be okay to do a little bit of meditation on it. So let's try. And then if someone comes on, I'll do care. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Nathaniel?
No, my name is Vince.
Oh, you tricked me. I was hoping it was him. Well, good to meet you. I'm sorry. You sound much like someone who calls in all the time. I was hoping to hear from him today. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a situation going on. A couple weeks ago, I was blamed for something at work that I didn't do. So they suspended me. And then about a week later, they called me and told me I was fired. And I was also on my last chance letter agreement with the company. And again, keep in mind that I didn't do what they said I did. So the union got involved and they put in a grievance. I lost the grievance. And yesterday I had a conference call between the union, the lawyers, and myself. And I'm waiting to hear if the union lawyers are going to take my case to arbitration. So I want to find out if you see them taking it to arbitration and if I win.
Okay. Where are you calling from? I'm going to find you on the grid. Where are you calling from, 310?
Oh, I'm calling from New York.
Okay. All right. Then we are very, very close. All right. So what I'm going to do is, now that I know where you are, I'm going to find you on the grid. I'm going to connect with you, and then that will give us a much better chance for the cards. But as you were speaking your story, I was shuffling them for you. So we should be good to go. Wow, there's a lot at play here. A lot at play. So there are several court cards here. So you, where you are right now, in your moment, the King of Swords and the Knave of Cups. Now, kings represent either our older and older male, an entity like in case, the authority over us, or it could be the way that we handle a situation. Now, at times, when we have several people at play, they will influence the cards in your situation. So, let's see where you are. You have the Knave of Cups and the King of Swords. So, right now in this moment, your keen imagination is telling you that you need to seek company of those who can help you achieve what you're trying to do. So obviously, this is where you had to seek help to state your case. So that's what your King of Swords is about. Now, your Knave of Cups. Now, this usually is about a younger person, but this is talking about not getting upset if things are not going as you had hoped, and to be open to alternatives and be prepared for a change of plan. But think before reacting and still beware of childish behavior. So there's some sabotage in the mix. Somebody, did you have like a rivalry with someone?
A couple people, yeah, at work.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up on. Okay, so there's a lot of secret underhandedness in here, so we're going to throw another card on this. Seven of Cups, yes, yes. Okay, so right now, well, we have Temperance on top of that. Okay. You do have the Stars in the near future, but there will be many. Yes. Okay, so I went ahead and threw another card on top of everything so we can get more. We have the Seven of Cups here. So there was a lot. You did feel very passionate about what you did. You took your job seriously, but still you had... Obviously, other people did not like you here because how this is going. But the truth will be revealed, so act kindly and calmly. Not a time to lose your cool, okay? So
okay.
But do reevaluate the matters at hand and set some long-laid plans in motion. Definitely... remain calm and patient, and that is one of the things that did a card that did pop up as well. So you, right now in your current situation, you have the World. So look at both sides. It talks about, and this is like at every side of situation surrounding yourself, and refuse to get shaken when others try to undermine your confidence. and your strengths and abilities, and rewards and paybacks are around the corner. So don't give up anyway. Okay, so
okay.
The Pentacles is on top of that. Okay?
All right.
So you have, you will soon profit from your extra efforts that you've been putting forth. So stop being overly sensitive to the needs of people at work. So right now, stop giving any thought to them.
Okay.
And beware of overindulgence, like putting way too much of your stress onto, you know, that side of things. Now it's time to move forward since you've already set things in motion. Now, Temperance is telling you, well, at first, we need to compromise brings happiness, basically. So we need to remember at some point to view the matters objectively and try to make sure that people can see our side. Use common sense and good management in this. Make sure every move accounts, basically. People are more set in their ways now that are around you.
Yeah.
Postpone any arguments and debates until they can change their minds. So, in the nearest future, you have the King of Pentacles. Now, this is about specializing in a certain aspect. Having a strong sensual and physical desires. But not letting yourself of a sense of self-discipline interfere with your personal happiness and fulfillment. That's what this card usually means. But in this sense, it's sitting underneath a Ten of Pentacles and a Five of Swords. So in this sense, right now, it's a good time to just make sure you have all of your T's crossed and your I's dotted and to try and remain calm, because the Five of Swords is telling you, okay, you can rest assured a little bit. Don't be upset if things don't go as you had hoped. But the truth will soon be revealed. You do have the Ten of Pentacles with that as well. So that I say that's a good luck card on its own. Right now, your imagination is second to none. And talents are in demand. So just as you're attaining one goal, another one will emerge. So be prudent and confident. And make plans, but refuse to be deterred from your new objective, okay? So meaning, let's focus on the next step and not look backwards, okay? Not spend too much time on that. And definitely, the people at work have definitely affected you in a lot of ways. So your Knave of Pentacles, this will be pretty much your out. It'll be an outcome, and then you have the High Priestess, the Queen of Cups, and the Emperor hanging out there. That will be basically your how everything will be when you react, how you're going to deal with it, basically. And then your three cards as your foundation is the Three of Cups, the Ace of Cups, and the Nine of Swords. So all of this is going to kind of tie in together. So your Knave here, it's talking about how you ultimately want to be financially independent. It's telling you the plans that you have, you can get started right away, but definitely try to maintain focus on this issue, because it will bring you a lot of reverb in the latter, like it'll carry over with the mental part. Because it's definitely something you're stressing a lot about over here. There's a lot of mental thought. So definitely on top of that is your 17. You have the Stars, which is a wish card. But it's coupled with the Four of Cups. So in a way, it looks like it'll mostly be somewhat of a stalemate here, is what I'm kind of getting. But it's telling you to manage your money with firm ethics. Respect those in power, but do not accept intimidation. Your ideas are rich, but still need developing at this point. And with the wish card, That is the stars here, and which is a hopeful thing. It's not exactly saying, no, you're not going to win, but it is optimism and hope. But saying that you do have a chance in starting over in a long-lasting situation. Beware
so
pride
not...
and aim for cooperation
so...
and innovation.
Okay.
So, that being said, in the cup, huh?
So you're saying that this is a no-win situation for me?
No, not a no-win. It just won't go as you had hoped. And to be prepared for alternative ideas. Now, that being said, you have your final outcome there is the High Priestess. So the High Priestess, yeah, it's not saying no exactly. It's just saying that stay focused and try, and the truth will be revealed. But as others are set in their ways right now, you'll have to work a little bit harder. But not to stress too much on it. And don't be, you know, don't let it hurt you if it doesn't go how it goes, you know, in case it doesn't go exactly how you want. But make sure
yeah.
you're expressing your ideas. This is a card about taking calculated risks, getting what you want is your responsibility. Your passions are of primary importance to you now. This card is usually about a news of a wedding or a pregnancy or a child arriving. But in this sense, it is coupled with a Queen of Cups. So unless you've got a Queen of Cups next to you, as in a wife or something, then it might be pointing to a surprise in your future. But sitting next to this queen here, this is telling you to remember life is about day-to-day things, you know. It's more than that, job and worry. So take time to examine your spiritual beliefs and don't get bogged down by trivial details and the demands of others. So of your emotional sector in your life, like you're putting a lot of time, emotion, blood, sweat, and tears like you did your job, of course. It's telling you to relax a little bit because things don't always go as you had hoped. Prepare for alternative, maybe a meeting of the minds or even a stalemate at this point. I'm feeling an emotional stalemate here. So you won't get the satisfaction emotionally that you want. Now, we do have the Emperor accompanying all that. So play by the rules. Don't take shortcuts. Use common sense when managing the resources that are available to you now. But it is now a good time to get organized and make plans. Careful use of logic and ethics will bring success. So that being said, kind of take it easy emotionally because you're putting a lot of your energy into it. Don't be upset if it doesn't turn out how you want it to go exactly. I think it's almost a stalemate, basically. So it won't be like a win-lose, maybe, because the truth will be revealed, obviously. They're not going to try and cooperate, basically.
Right.
So,
okay.
No worries. You'll come out on the other side okay.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah, it did. Thanks.
You're welcome, and you have a great day, and be safe.
You too.
Thank you for calling. All right, Aaron, that's the tea. What can I do for you?
Hi. Hi, my name is Felicia. I'm a new caller, first-time caller.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My question is more surrounding, which I feel great about it. I think I'm more nervous or more less patient than I should be. But anyway, it's about a position that I interviewed for, and it's on the same type of line of work I'm doing now, but I will be more in the community helping the homeless that way or the less fortunate in subsidized homeless housing or Section 8. So saying all that, my question is, how soon do you see me starting this job, this new position? I'm just so anxious. It's just patience. I know I did well. I just feel in my heart and my soul that I have this job because how can I put it? It's a feeling that I have, and then I just feel great about it. You know, God put you on this earth to do certain things, and I know this is what I was supposed to do.
All right. So, as you were asking, I would shuffle the cards for you. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Tennessee, even though my area code is Wisconsin. I live in Tennessee.
Oh, wow. I was about to say, is it Wisconsin? Okay, cool. I have a girlfriend from there, yeah. Okay, so awesome, Tennessee. You're my first Tennessee. We have almost all 50 states. All right, so what I'm going to do for you, and you're amazing. I love what you're going to do. If you can send me any links to what you do, I will put it up on my stuff so that way anyone in your area could definitely reach out and let them know, let y'all know they need help. So I'm going to pull a card for you right now for where you are. You're at the Knight of Wands, so that's pretty good. All right, we're at the ready. Oh, Knave of Wands, Six of Wands, a lot of wands here. Nine of Swords, so definitely something weighing on our mind. King of Pentacles, High Priestess, Five of Swords. I feel like this king should be here, this should be here, this should be here. Okay, and then we have these, okay. Ah, yes. Justice. Oh, Five of Wands. Oh, wow. Okay. We gonna do three. Yes, okay. Something that we definitely love to do, and you are following your intuition. Cards are speaking. Wow. I feel honored. I feel honored. I'm the luckiest tarot reader on Blog Talk because there's thousands of us, and you chose me. Okay, so first off, I love that you have this wonderful thing about you. You make humanity alive, like feel alive, and you are definitely correct. We are here to do things. This is one of my things that I'm meant to do. So for you, you're following your intuition. You feel this. This is going for you. Things are going in the way it's starting. The ball is really going, and you have the Lover's card on top of this. So this is something that you are made to do. You do love to do this. Now, that being said, right now you have the Ten of Wands. You have the Knight of Wands. You have the King of Pentacles. So this is definitely, there's a lot going on. You have, like, a huge weight on your shoulders, and it's not that it is too much. You're able to work under pressure, organize as you go, and keep things going. But remember, the aggressive pursuit of your goals will result in serious setbacks at this time with superiors especially. It's talking about being restrained and original in this card. This is about breaking out of stubborn patterns to look for new approaches as on-the-job transfer is change is likely. So this is talking about the job. Your Knight of Wands. Now, this is a court card. Okay, now this is either who we are, how we react to something, or it's a person of which the situation can surround or depend on because it's usually an older person. But this is about being surprisingly successful in navigating an extremely complex situation as you strive toward meeting some of your long-range goals. Definitely use your intuition and treat others royally because cooperation in professional prospects and projects bring great reward. So you're going in a good direction. The flow is as it's supposed to be, and others are definitely impressed with your abilities, obviously. It says so here. Now, you have the 6 and 9 of Wands, so that's pretty good together, especially because the 6 of Wands is about victory. So it's about being competitive, and you're competitive in what you believe and what you do in all things. You like to be the best at what you do, and you take pride in it. And you want to do more to change this. You want to make change. So that's why you're in the position that you're in now. So competition does bring out the best in you, and don't be afraid to ask some questions, and it's letting you know that apologies are in the stars. So if someone owes you some apologies, you're about to get them too. So,
I don't wait on apologies. I do my apologies and I move on, because if you wait on people to apologize for what they've done to you,
yep,
you will be sitting in that space for a long time. So, no,
mm-hmm,
I learned that a long time.
Well, you are shining like a beacon, lady, because you, the Nine of Wands is talking about fighting and for and holding on to what you believe. And talk about your projects are near completion. Relaxation is at hand, and victory soon arrives. Luck comes to children. So, that being said, on this account, you do have the Five of Swords. So, now, fives are pretty boring, but it also can be a feeling of being overwhelmed. So, if you're feeling overwhelmed and low in spirits, now is the time for reprioritizing, because you are not as powerless as you may feel. Now is the time to put the pedal to the metal. You are a go. Now, that being said, your distant future. Now, this is a death card accompanied with a Ten of Pentacles, accompanied with a Nine of Swords. So, as one door closes, a new one opens. Yep, that's what this card is about. So you are entering a growing phase, and acknowledgement does come slowly. As you said, no one will help you or pat your back or apologize, and don't wait. No one will offer a helping hand at this point unless you beg for it, but don't take no as a final answer. So there will be some opposition here. Okay, get rid of some old habits, stop doing anything that don't feel right to you. And this means if there's any contacts in the mix here, now is the time to start tying up loose ends and getting rid of those around you that may oppose you moving into this position. So this talks about, this is telling me that you did have a little bit of, there's something there that's trying to be a little bit of blockage to you. So whatever doesn't feel right, cut it out. Cut it off.
Okay.
And that could be a person or an idea or someone making comments, maybe not agreeing with what you're trying to do, or whatever the case may be, follow your intuition on that. Because now is the time not to have, now you've got the Nine of Swords. Now, the Nine of Swords is usually about depression, suspicion, and self-doubt, clouding your sense of purpose. Okay, but it's not that this is a depressing card for you. It's more of, You're ready to get it going, but you feel that things, you know, maybe teetering in another direction, possibly, you're not sure. Follow the intuition here and don't lose your focus, okay? So it's not reversed, because if it was, it would be like poor decision-making, you know, is in the air. That's not what this card's about. This is about the self-doubt and worry that you may have. Let's just move that aside, because things are moving forward. It is going to happen. You are making it yours. This is your game here. So you do have the Ten of Pentacles, and that's a really good card to have, in my opinion. Now, this card is about having the talents that are in demand, and just as you attain one goal, another will emerge. Be prudent and confident. Make plans and refuse to be deterred from your new objective. So things are going as they need to, but remember, if you start feeling that fear, that, you know, mixed feeling of anxiety, don't worry. That's just the tricksters in the universe that surround us, trying to trick us into believing this ain't where we're supposed to be. So if you're feeling that fear, keep going, because that's the monkey brain telling you to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Keep going. So
Okay. Now
we continue on, because you have the Queen of Swords, you have the Knave of Pentacles, and the Four of Swords. So I'm going to tell you right now, you have everything that you need. The universe is telling you, we have your back. Here's the elements. Here's the resources. You're facing some opposition. That don't matter. Keep going. Because the Four of Swords is telling you, you already have your goal attained, taking the steps to get there. It's a few more than you thought. Rest your mind. It's going to be cool. You're going to be great. So
not to worry, because you have the compassion, you have the know-how, you have the intelligence, you have that common sense, and you can think outside the box, so you know how to solve problems with the resources that you were given. So, and you can also make resources out of nothing. You're a magician. That's what you do. That's why you're here. So, you have the Justice card as your foundation, the Five of Wands, and also Strength. The Justice card is telling you time and karma and belief and hope, inspiration is on your side. That you reap what you sow. And everything that you've worked hard for and you've thrown out and that you fought for, it's coming to fruition. Now, you still will have those around you that will oppose, and it will give you a feeling of that flight or fight response. Now, you fight more than you flight. That's apparent. You fight for what you believe in.
Okay.
You have faith. You know your God. You know who your God is.
Right.
So your strength card is telling you, in the moments that you're feeling that you need to ask yourself, can I, is this going where I need to go? Is this, you are, and you is, and you will. And the strength card is telling you, your faith will always bring you to the truth. So you've worked hard for this moment, and it's going to happen. It's just taking a minute. So don't get just discouraged.
I needed to hear that.
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm here from Thursday to Sunday mornings. Assuming my crazy ex doesn't try to throw me into a vehicle and take off with me again. Oh, well, check out my other episodes. I've got Girl Power Hour. I do Black History Month. I do political stuff. You might like my political stuff. I already know how you feel about the administrations for this new one. So you would definitely probably learn a few extra things maybe, get some inspiration in some areas, especially with what you do. Please do write me. I put my stuff up there. You can click on the Facebook. I would love to get some links from you. I'll share them with the world, share your stories, share with what you do, because I'm about it. So, and that's the tea. Thank you for calling. Everybody, I'm here Thursday through Sunday. Wash your hands, wear your mask, Black Lives Matter, and fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. And that's the tea, y'all. Bye. Thank you for calling.